It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal every single week. On the show with us this week, we've got Demon Hunter singer Ryan Clark. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Great to hear your voice again. The latest record from Demon Hunter is called Exile, and it is not only a concept album, but it also features some high-profile guest performances. Ryan, what were outside musicians able to do to better tell the Exile story?
Well, you know, we've had guests in the past. It's something we like to dabble with every few records. You know, we try not to lean on it too hard or too often as a crutch. But, you know, for me, it's just like, it's always this kind of pinch myself moment, especially a lot of the guys that we've been, you know, Max Cavalera being one. My teenage self is flipping out that we had him sing. And, you know, honestly, with that song in particular, when I wrote it, I was just thinking, gosh, this is so Sepultura influenced. So I heard his voice on it immediately. And that was kind of prior to even having any ideas about people singing on it or guests doing any guest appearances. But that one just sort of happened naturally. It was just sort of in the ether. And when I wrote that main riff, I just sort of mouthed it into my, you know, recording on my phone. And I was just like, that's got to be, Max has got to be on that song. And so I didn't know if it would be possible, but, you know, we reached out and it just all sort of worked out and it was perfect. In terms of Tom from Evergrey, one thing that it kind of happened on accident almost was we went to record that song and I sort of knew I wanted his voice on that song if he would do it. I've been a huge fan of Evergrey for a long time, especially their newer material. And I just think he's got such an amazing, soulful, powerful voice. And when we recorded that song, that chorus in particular was actually right at the top of my range and it just wasn't quite hitting the way that it should in the studio. So it was a bit of a bold move to have a guest do the full chorus instead of me, instead of like a pre-chorus or a bridge or a verse or whatever. But I was like, I know he would kill this chorus. And so when we gave it to him, like surefire, he nailed it. And it's way better than my takes were. And so that was just kind of happenstance, but it was perfect. And then the way that Richie Faulkner worked out, that was very natural. Jeremiah, our guitar player, ended up building his studio out in Tennessee. He has become friends with Richie over the years. And so that's just by virtue of those guys hanging and becoming good friends. And he asked him if he wanted to play guitar on a song, and it was just as easy as that. So it was just, a lot of it was just sort of, you know, it wasn't extremely premeditated. It was just sort of like, time and place was perfect, and it had been a few records since we had done any guest spots, and so that's how it worked out.
Demon Hunter's latest record is called Exile. Ryan Clark is my guest on the show this week from Exile. This is Freedom Is Dead. It's Full Metal Jackie. Ryan Clark from Demon Hunter is my guest on the show this week. Again, the latest record from Demon Hunter is called Exile, and it's more than just an album. It's also a comic book. How is scripting visual storytelling similar and altogether different to writing lyrics?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a first venture for me going into something sort of long form like that. I do, in particular, really love writing in not just lyrics, but just short form copy. Being a designer, I'm always kind of coming up with copy, whether it's for advertisements or for branding purposes and things like that. So I kind of moonlight as a copywriter, and I had never done anything quite this long or quite this robust that kind of necessitated such heavy note taking and kind of research and all that. So it was a really fun exercise. I really didn't think that I was going to be the one to write it. I thought I would probably be the one to have the overarching concept and the story, and then we would just kind of hire someone to write it. And the closer that we got to actualizing it and putting the pieces together, the more I realized that I was just going to be a control freak about the story, just like I am with everything else, with the music. So I just dove in head first, and it was actually a lot of fun. But the cool thing about writing something like this, like a fiction where you can kind of go anywhere with it, is it really had sort of a similar feeling to writing music in terms of the fulfillment of kind of landing a part where you don't really know how it's going to end up, and then A and G G and R and C sort of come together and make like a perfect, things that you didn't maybe think were going to work end up being necessary, and things that maybe you wanted to include but didn't really know if they would make sense to include, you sort of find a place for them that actually really is sensible. And obviously I lost a lot of things that I wanted to have in there, because I believe that you need to really trim the fat in order to make a really concise story. So there were things that I was willing to cut, and then other things that luckily it all sort of came together. But it was honestly very fulfilling, and I would love to sort of dive into that a little bit more and kind of flex that muscle a little bit more. But it was fun to write, and then rewriting it a time or two kind of helped hone it. And then watching it come to life with the artist Brent McKee and the colorist and everyone that's working on it has just been a super fun endeavor.
Ryan Clark of Demon Hunter with us. Again, the latest record is called Exile. Ryan's going to be picking music here in a bit. And of course, we'll have Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed, music from Slayer and more. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Demon Hunter singer Ryan Clark with us. Demon Hunter's latest record is called Exile, and Demon Hunter is an unabashed Christian band that also appeals to a secular audience. What's most unexpected about the way the two groups interact with one another?
Well, I mean, our fans at our shows, whether they are, you know, believers like us or not, we have a very courteous audience, I've found, and it doesn't really matter which side of the coin you are on. I've always looked at our audiences, especially when we sort of play, you know, our shows as opposed to festivals and things like that, and just going to other metal shows and just kind of seeing how like your standard metal crowd acts and interacts and things like that. And it's pretty amazing to watch our fans interact and just see how things shake down at a Demon Hunter show, because everyone just gets along really well. Everyone's really courteous to any sort of bands that we take out. If we have the band supporting, our fans are just right up there up front and like just super emphatic. And yeah, it's just a really, really cool thing to see everyone come together like that.
Ryan Clark of Demon Hunter is with us on the show this week. The new record is called Exile. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Iron Maiden, Black Sabbath, and more with Ryan Clark. It's Full Metal Jackie with Ryan Clark of Demon Hunter, celebrating the recent release of the band's new record, Exile. And the world has been in disarray these last few years. What role can music, and specifically Demon Hunter, play in facilitating a sense of unity?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the approach that we take with this album being sort of the concept is very anti-social media, for starters, kind of speaking to the internet at large in many ways, but social media is definitely like right smack dab in the crosshairs for all of these songs. I think that is the starting point for us. And, you know, like other bands, we sort of, it's a necessary evil. It's the devil you know, can't really be an active band and not deal with it to some degree these days. But seeing how destructive social media is, especially for young people in these days. You know, all of us in the band, minus Patrick, all have kids. And so it's very top of mind for us, you know, what social media is doing to kids and just all of the pitfalls with the internet and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's really the biggest message, the biggest takeaway that we can give people is to, you know, do what they can to disconnect and to get outside of it and to find something else to do and to limit your time on your device or on social media and things like that. That's the start, you know, and then we just like to give people something positive to cling to. A lot of metal is either sort of passive or, you know, a lot of times it can be kind of negative. And we like to sort of be on the flip side of that and give people something that they can really, that resonates with them. Find people on their level, on a very human level, and no matter who you are, no matter what you believe, give them something that they can grasp and something that they can hold on to, and let people know that they're not alone.
Demon Hunter's new record is called Exile. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. Up next, new music from Otto, which is Ty Trujillo's band. We'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with our guest, Demon Hunter singer Ryan Clark. It's Full Metal Jackie, Demon Hunter singer Ryan Clark on the show with us. Again, the latest record is called Exile. And the next leg of your tour takes you to places that haven't seen Demon Hunter for a while. What do you miss most about some place when it's not on the itinerary?
Gosh, I mean, friends, for one. We have friends all over, and we love kind of running into people when we're on the road and catching up with old friends. So whenever there's a spot that has, you know, some old friends that we don't hit, it's kind of a bummer in that regard. And there are some restaurants we like going to and some places we like to hang out. So that's definitely up there as well. But we're doing our best to hit all of those spots, you know, that feel necessary or at least close enough to most people so everyone can get out there. The one area that we've kind of done a poor job of hitting and we've neglected for a while is sort of the Northeast. And so we're eyeballing that for potentially another leg. And we're just kind of doing everything we can to fill the rest of the states in the meantime.
See Demon Hunter on the road. Pick up their latest record, Exile. Ryan, thank you so much for taking the time, and hope to see you out there soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.